I use Nordic Semiconductor's NRF24LO1 as wireless communication systems. They operate in the 2.4 GHz band. Audio is compressed to MPEG-1 Layer 3 format. Transmitter. It was built on the AT91 SAM7S64 microcontroller. As the transmission speed of NRF24LO1 is about 400 kbps, with acknowledgement and error correction, the lame MP3 encoder was used as the audio encoder. Bitrate set to 320 kbps. Compression is done on the computer. As an output module for Pulse Audio has been written, all sounds from the system can be redirected to the wireless speakers. You can also adjust the buffering delay. The transmitter is seen by the system as a serial port /DEV-TTY-USBX. Receiver, ProSec is AT91 SAM7S512. Decoder requires a lot of RAM. Helix decoder. I used TDA-1543 as DAC. Scheme range. Works through the wall. Diagonally across the load-bearing wall between the floors, with the appropriate antenna arrangement. Here is a test version of the transmitter in micro size. A reprogrammed Logitech unifying receiver was used. Unfortunately, I didn't manage to squeeze high speed out of it, so its bitrate is only 128 kbps. The range is also correspondingly smaller. You might ask, why not A2DP? I know from my own experience that A2DP is not very stable. LAME also has better sound quality. Approximately, update 3120, format 2010, and names of some other files with the DAC. Here is a comparison of the dimensions with the older one, with an external DAC. The transmitter is a reprogrammed Logitech unifying with an antenna added. Pulse audio screen. The newer version has the ability to measure the supply voltage. Power consumption, 60 milliamps during playback, 14 milliamps while waiting for transmission. Available on the connector are I/O, PWM, RS, I2C, LEDs, USB. Instead of the audio jack, you can mount the standard 4x gold pin. Receiver diagram.